Good afternoon. You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. My name is Quinn Wells, and I'll be your MC for today's Youth Radio Public Affairs Show. My friend Laura will be helping me out, too. Some of you might know me. I'm a DJ with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program with my best friend, Laura. On our radio show, we are Quora. Haha, Quinn and Laura. We are also 8th grade students going into 9th grade at Carbondale Middle School. On today's program, we have a Carbondale Middle School special. We'll be presenting a special project created by the 5th grade teachers, and we will have a special song dedicated to Carbondale from a CMS graduate. And we will also present shout-outs and messages from students and CMS staff as a way to celebrate our school and say goodbye to another school year. Now, here's Laura to present the first project.
Thanks, Quinn. Hi, everyone. I hope you are all healthy during this pandemic. This is Laura Carmona. As Quinn mentioned, I am a DJ at the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and I am very excited to be here with you today. Our first project is from the 5th grade crew teachers. The teachers wrote a poem and have dedications to the entire 5th grade. Take a listen and enjoy. I also recommend that you take a moment of your day to appreciate someone for or even ask them how they are. Encourage them, make them feel important, and help them know that you are there. Even if that person is yourself, you, as well as others, deserve to be happy. Thank you.
Hi, I am Sarah Porter, a teacher from Carbondale Middle School. As a way to honor our 5th grade class, each 5th grade crew teacher from CMS wrote a poem to celebrate our students. Take a listen to poems created by us.
Hi, I'm Kelly Staten, and here is a poem recognizing my 5th grade crew, Miss Kelly's crew of amazing creatures. Baylen is a brave bear, breaking through barriers. Tess is a trusty tortoise, turning obstacles into opportunities. Soledad is a swift shark, swimming past her fears. June is a joyful jellyfish, jiving with everyone she meets. Gus is a gifted gecko, giving the world a creative twist. Simona is a superb salamander, spying all the details. Lucas is a likable lion, leaping on any creative challenge. Sierra is a smart snake, seeking out new horizons. Octaviano is an outstanding ocelot, overcoming any obstacles. Jesus is a harmonious hyena, helping the world become a better place. Candy is a caring cougar, climbing towards success. Antoine is an amazing alligator, adjusting to whatever comes his way. Claudia is a calm koala, caring about everyone she meets. Alex is an awesome ape, approaching life with a smile. Cal is a clever crocodile, crushing challenges that cross his path. Max is a magnificent mongoose, marveling at all of life's possibilities.
Hi, I'm Liz Bush, and here's a poem recognizing my 5th grade crew, Miss Bush's crew of amazing creatures. Tacy is a tenacious tiger, trouncing all obstacles. Giada is a great gazelle, gracefully gaining knowledge. Solomon is a stupendous shark, swimming towards success. Wesley is a wild wildebeest, winding his way through the world. Danielle is a daring dingo, discovering new ideas. Valeria is a vivacious vole, valuing every moment of life. Riley is a rockin' ram, ready to explore. Sebastian is a sharp snake, slithering around life's challenges. Kate is a kind kangaroo, showing compassion to all. Kevin is a courageous cougar, conquering his fears. Edwin is an energetic elephant, elegantly entering the unknown. Millie is a mighty mouse, marching into the unknown. Jack is a jovial jaguar, jiving with everyone he meets. Luke is a loving lemur, launching towards new experiences. Vincent is a victorious viper snake, visiting new places. And Laura is a lively lion, leaping into the future.
I'm Audra Schmidt, and here is a poem recognizing my fifth grade crew. Allie is an animated Akita, always sharing her adventurous spirit. Vanessa is a vivid vole, displaying a voracious appetite for learning. Bryn is a brilliant bumblebee, buzzing to share her creative ideas. Pedro is a patient panther, constantly observing and providing encouragement to his friends. Alejandra is an auspicious fox, always interested in learning something new. Michael is a mighty Malayan tiger, making his peers feel safe and valued. Edie is an erudite of an Akita, elevating the level of musical and artistic creativity. Bram is a bellwethering bear, bringing up the front as he leads his peers. Abraham is an observant Amur leopard, opening his eyes to new things. Slade is a sublime seal, sensing how he can connect to his friends. Luciana is a loyal lioness, looking for solutions to problems to help others. Trey is a tenacious tarsier, talented at challenging himself. Parker is a pioneering pika, patiently waiting to climb higher. Valeria is a viable vicuna, never bored while vying for opportunity. Sergio is a strong serval, ready to serve his friends. Alexa is an adventurous aye-aye, allowing herself to push through challenges. Vianne is a valiant vaquita, leading her peers with a variety of skills. Milo is a momentous mountain lion, making his friends feel valued and perceptively mindful.
Hi, I'm Kathy Wells from Carbondale Middle School, and here's a poem recognizing my fifth grade crew. Miss Kathy's crew of amazing creatures. Sadie is a smart salamander spying all the details. Max is a mighty moose marching into the future. Esteban is an energetic elephant entering into the unknown. Aaliyah is an amazing antelope adventuring into the great beyond. Ember is an empathetic emu, empowering herself and others to be their best selves. Yair es un lleno yak, llegando a su futuro. Emiliano is an electric eel, energizing himself to be his best. Elijah is an eager eagle, embarking on a new adventure. Samantha is a super shark, swimming past her fears. Betty is a bubbling bumblebee, breaking through barriers. Kira is a confident koala cruising towards the top. Chase is a champion chimpanzee charging towards his future. Santiago is a superb squirrel starting off on a new adventure. Eddie is an elusive ermine enabling himself to achieve his goals. Sofia es una segura serpiente saludando su futuro. Manuel is a marvelous mouse, making his dreams come true. Valeria is a valiant viper, vanquishing her fears. Elian is an excellent elk, emerging into the future. Viri is a vivacious vicuna, volunteering to help herself achieve her goals. I miss my fifth graders.
Miss Porter's crew of amazing creatures. Kayla is a compassionate kangaroo, knocking down challenges. Jose is a joyful jackal, joking and jolly with all. Martine is a marvelous mouse, making people smile. Joseph is a jazzy jaguar, jumping at any opportunity to learn. Tristan is a tenacious tiger, tackling all obstacles. Carissa is a confident koala, cruising towards the top. Simon is a smart seal swimming toward success. Holly Bean is a heroic hawk hanging around to play. Owen is an outstanding ox open to new ideas. Danny is a darling dove determined to meet her goals. Mia is a mighty moose marching into the future. Harper is a happy hedgehog helping all around her. Destiny is a dazzling dolphin doing the right thing always. Addie is an attentive aardvark, asking all the right questions. Cooper is a compassionate crow, curious about the world around. Delwyn is a daring dingo, darting past challenges. Miley is a magnificent marmot, making her own way. And finally, Miss Louise is a loving lion, laughing in the face of danger.
This has been a collaboration between the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program, Carbondale Middle School, and KDNK. Thanks for listening and happy summer.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. Thank you, 5th grade Carbondale Middle School teachers, for giving a shout-out to your students.
Next up, we have a special song from a Carbondale Middle School graduate, Lily Weber. She wrote a song dedicated to the town of Carbondale during this time of social distancing. Take it away, Lily!
Hi, my name is Lily, and here's a song I wrote for my hometown, Carbondale, Colorado.
That was a great song that she wrote last month to inspire the town of Carbondale. We appreciate her words of encouragement. Now, here is Quinn to introduce the last portion of Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program, Carbondale Middle School Special.
For the last part of the show, we have Carbondale Middle School students and staff members giving out shout-outs and end-of-the-year messages. Please take a listen.
Hey everyone, Ms. Vandervoort here, Carbondale Middle School, 8th grade math. I just want to give an appreciation to all my students and their families for supporting us during these different times. I appreciate all of your flexibility. I appreciate all your perseverance, your encouragement. We're in this together, and you've certainly made it feel like we're a team. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Peyton Marlowe. I am in 7th grade, and I want to do a shout-out to just all my 7th grade teachers who have helped me this year, but especially to my crew teacher, Ms. Bender, who has helped me understand tough work and just made every single crew thing fun and always made me want to come to class. I also want to give a shout-out to my band class, who has helped me and gotten me so far in my band career. Thank you so much, and I'm so sad that we couldn't spend the rest of the year together, but I can't wait for next year.
Hey, Carbondale and CMS community. This is Miss Land, sixth grade science. I wanted to give a special shout out to all of my students who I miss dearly. One day we'll be able to give hugs and see each other. Also, thank you for all the support and the flexibility to the community. We couldn't have done this without you. Also, I wanted to say something special to all those eighth graders. You guys are such a special group, and I hope that you enjoy your continuation day and have a great summer and good luck in high school. We miss you already. Bye-bye.
Aristotle once said, "It is during our darkest moments that we must focus to see the light." I think that quote applies pretty well to what's going on right now with the pandemic. My name is Quinn, and I'm in eighth grade at Carbondale Middle School. And I would like to have this opportunity to thank everyone who's helped me find light in the darkness. I would like to thank all my teachers, first, for helping me get through the year academically. And I would like to thank my friends for helping me get through the year emotionally. I would also like to thank my dance class and teacher for everything they did in my life. And finally, I want to thank all the healthcare workers and essential workers out there. Thank you for everything you do. We really appreciate you. Thank you.
Hey, CMS class of 2020, this is Ms. Gray. I feel so fortunate to have been your teacher this past year. From the very beginning of your eighth grade year, you've amazed me with your compassion and culture of kindness. During the past few months, I have missed your excitement and curiosity in the classroom, but I've been so impressed with how you've navigated this new challenge. Wishing you all the best in the years to come.
Hi, this is Jennifer Lamont, the principal at Carbondale Middle School. I would like to share a few shout-outs. First, I am proud of our faculty and staff who have risen to the occasion, offering our students the opportunity to stay connected and engage in learning. We have been in a much better situation than many schools because of our dedicated staff and innovative district coaches. Next to our eighth graders, this was not the year you planned on. You will be missed, and we look forward to seeing you build towards your future in high school. Come and visit us. I also want to express my deep gratitude to all our parents and students who rose to this occasion and exhibited compassion and positivity during this ongoing crisis. I continue to be inspired every day by the acts of kindness that take place in our community. I know we will come out as a stronger school community at the end of this all. We can't wait to resume schooling on campus in the fall. Have a great summer.
Thanks to everyone who sent in your messages. It was great to hear your voices. And that wraps it up for today. I hope everyone has a great summer, and we will see you next year. It makes me very sad that we're leaving middle school, but that's okay because it was really fun. Thank you, everybody. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in on Katie and Kate and the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. We appreciate you being here with us and listening to what we have to say. Have an amazing rest of your day and enjoy your summer. Also, don't forget to put on some sunscreen.
always on my mind. Even in the winter, I want the sunshine. Feel the rain falling from above. Wash away the pain of my years gone by. Because I believe, yes, I believe, and I believe we can. Yes, I believe, but I believe, and I believe the summertime is in our hands. Yeah, hands, yeah, hands, yeah. Summertime.
Summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
I'm just out and it's sort of a buzz. But back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around and see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more. Cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks take.